Now we're going to reflect on the texts of this Sunday. And the first text, remember how always the Gospel sets the theme. The Gospel is the marriage at Cana, so that the Old Testament reading is going to have this image of matrimony, which we've just discussed a bit, in it. And it's Isaiah 62, 1-5. And so it starts. Now we're in Isaiah 62, which means we're in the third part of Isaiah. It was written, you know, one part from 1 to 39, and then another part from 40 to 55, and then from 56 to 66. So this is the latter part of Isaiah. And he's going to begin also to talk about the joyful restoration, the reuniting of Israel with its God and among one another. The last part has yet to be completed. We still have the lost tribes of Israel. So the text starts, you see, for Zion's sake, okay? I will not be silent. And for the sake of Jerusalem, I will not be quiet. Until her vindication. Now this is where the terminology, you see, until her vindication, her tzedakah. Remember tzedakah as justice. Well, this is a manifestation of God's justice. And when her existence shows forth the fidelity of God to his people, that's righteousness. Because righteousness, justice, is honoring the truth of every relationship. God took the initiative to make the covenant. Therefore, God takes the initiative, even though he's the one who punished his people. Now God takes the initiative to bring them back. And so, as we're in this last part of Isaiah, the author or authors who are compiling all of this echo the first two parts of Isaiah. And so we have here again, you see, Lemahan Tzion, you see, until her vindication, and that's where we have that, her righteousness, you see, and her victory. And that too is a word that can mean salvation. But the salvation of Israel is that she is victorious and allowed to go back to her own land, which is only a prophecy, symbolic prophecy, what God intended to do for the whole human race, take them out of exile and bring them to himself. And among that, the Jewish people. But that full restoration of the Jewish people has not yet taken place. And so, her victory, which is the other word, nations shall behold your vindication, your tzedek, and all the kings, I think it is, isn't it? Yes, shall behold your kavod, your glory, the glory. What is the glory? It's the radiant, saving manifestation of God. That's the glory. And so, when Israel is radiant, huh? For instance, at the Transfiguration, Jesus was radiant with the glory of the Father, which he participates in from all eternity. You see? Saving presence. And so, nations shall behold your vindication, that is your justice, and kings will see your kavod, your glory. Isn't that beautiful? You shall be called by a new name. Gonna start all over again. You see? Pronounced by the mouth of the Lord, and you shall be a glorious crown in the hand of the Lord. He will hold his crown, and you are his crown. This is the prophecy of this man or group of men, whatever, who are writing and completing this whole tradition, which started with Isaiah, the government man, the prime minister, whatever he was, Yeshayahu, back here, and then this successor, and now a successor who sums up these other two parts with the good news. See? You shall be a royal diadem held by your God. You see? And you will be, you see, no more shall people call you forsaken, Ezuvah, and your land desolate. No more. From now on, you will be called my delight, Hephzibah. You see? And your land, Beulah. That's a hard word. Translated, my no espoused, that's right. Baal is the god, okay? And is a fertility god. But the word used there can also be used to apply to God. Today, for instance, in modern Hebrew, you can hear a woman say, you know, Baal Shili, my Baal, my husband, doesn't like this dress or something. He said, Baal. But really is the name of a fertility god. You see? But you shall be called Chepsi, Ba, my delight in her. And your land, you see, is Baala. Now your land is espoused. It has a Baal, it has a Lord. I am the Lord, says the Lord. You see? And he delights in you. And now we come to the part of the text that sets the tone for the readings of the day. Ki yivhal bachor betulah. You see? For the Lord delights in you and makes your land his spouse. You see? That's the line above. And then, as a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. He's going to build you. You're this despised people, scattered, never got the 10 tribes back together again, up in a land, not speaking their own language, you know, forced to take part in all these festivities in honor of false and demonic gods. Finally, they're going to be set free to go home. You see? And so, that's why he says, as a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. Just think. There's no other image that they can take that will convey the fire and the tenderness and the exclusivity between God and his people. No other people. That's why they never use the spousal image, because they can't, well, they might once in a while. But you see, one man, one woman. Otherwise, the whole image, if Yahweh has a harem, and Israel is one of the women in the harem, well, he doesn't have the same right to demand of her the fidelity that he gives to her. But only Israel is his spouse, and now the church, who is the spouse, the physical spouse of the Son of God made human. So he's the human spouse as well as the divine spouse of the church, you see? A bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. Do you get the seriousness of this? God rejoices in you? Do you get it? Sometimes when we finally get it, then we begin to be really faithful to him. And we stop committing adultery. A little bit here, a little bit there. You know, preoccupation with this, preoccupation with money, preoccupation with that, a little bit here. Not married to God. And so the psalm, we have just a few minutes, but the psalm celebrates this, you see. Shiru l'Adonai Shir Hadash. Now, this is this new idea, a new song. I wish we had time. St. Augustine, when he gets on this idea. The new song, Canticum Novum. Cantate Domini, Domino Canticum Novum. See? You have to be a new person to sing a new song. If you're not changed, you might have different song words, different music, but it's the same old song. Because you're the same. You see? Sing to the Lord and bless His name. And then it goes on, you see? And it says, you know, announce His salvation day after day. I'm going to take a look at that. I think I have it already marked. No, I don't. Well, I'll get it marked. There it goes. You see, Safaruba Goyim Kuvado, tell all the nations, all the Goyim, all the other people, about, you see, His glory, the Kavod. Safaruba Goyim Kuvado, Ya Kuvado, Kavod. Kavod is weightiness, but it's also brilliance. The Kavod of God is His radiant, saving presence. So tell the world that His kavod has come to rest in Israel. And that's what the, you see. And then also tell His wondrous deeds. And then it goes on, you see. Tell all the nations, say all the nations, give to the Lord, you families of nations, give to the Lord glory and praise. All the world should worship and admire and applaud God, look, the one and only God. Look what He's doing for His people. That's how God instructs. You see? That's why the church is supposed to be the place where God manifests His kavod, His glory, His saving presence, His beauty. So people come. They knock down the doors to get in if we would only be who we're supposed to be. If the kavod of God would really radiate in our hearts, in our eyes, in our smile, in our lifestyle. You see? That's what He's saying. Adonai Malak, the Lord is King. Isn't that the message? Way back in Isaiah, when it starts, how beautiful on the mountains in chapter 52, are the feet of the one who brings good news. And what does he say? Adonai or Adonecha Malak, your God reigns. Your God is King. You have nothing to fear. You see? Worship the Lord in holy attire. Come to Mass, dress for it. You see? Tremble before Him, all the earth, and say to the nations, you see, the Lord is King. The Lord is King of the whole universe. And He governs all the peoples with equity. Now that is the way this liturgy begins.